Is your business ready for growth? At Krogan Colonial Bank, we recognize the ambition of business owners like you. Our commercial lending services can provide the flexible financing necessary to expand your operations, invest in new opportunities, or manage your cash flow effectively. Don't put your business ambitions on the back burner. Turn to Krogan Colonial Bank to help you move your business forward. Krogan Colonial Bank, helping good people make good decisions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, all loans subject to credit approval.
Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair. We've a double act this week. We've got the co-founders of Squid. They are Katie Farrell and Matthew Coffey. You're both very welcome as a duo to the Executive Chair. Katie, we're going to start with you because it's International Women's Day. Firstly, tell us about your early days. I know you grew up in Dublin. You gave Matt's grinds. I think that's something that you both had in common. But tell us a little bit about your early years.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks so much for having us here today. In my early years, I suppose I was always kind of entrepreneurial in a funny way. When I went to college, I studied engineering, so I didn't study business. And Matthew and I met in college. We were on a academic scholarship program there. And then when we left college, we pretty much founded Squid just a couple of months after leaving college.
Yeah. Okay. So it's interesting. And we'll come to Squid in a minute. But you were the kind of entrepreneur selling sweets in the schoolyard, adding value to things, maybe doing maths grinds on the side, that kind of thing. You always had your eye on, getting a few quid in from somewhere.
Exactly, yeah. When I was in fifth class, I think I started my own little business in the classroom. I would take orders from the kids in school and I'd be spending all night sewing. I'd give them order forms and then it became a little bit of a craze in the class and then the teacher banned them. But
okay, so they're all good learnings for later years. Let's go to Matthew Coffey, also a co-founder, raised in South Dublin. A similar story to Katie. You went to UCD. And am I right in saying that Matt's grinds were the common denominator here?
Sort of, I suppose. When we left college, we basically got into trying to set up Squid. And what it was that we were using Matt's grinds as a means to kind of funding the business in the beginning. So it was, this thing of we didn't have full salary jobs. Now, Katie was the expert in the Matt's grind field. I was kind of just copying what she was doing, but... you were doing a crazy amount of them, weren't you? Like maybe 40 a week or something?
Yeah, at one point I had a lot of clients, and then I was also working in a lot of the drop-in centres in the universities when we started Squid.
So the maths grinds then were a means to, I suppose, keep the lights on effectively.
Exactly.
While developing Squid. So how long did you actually do that before Squid became bigger than the maths grinds?
It was the guts of a year, I would say, I think, kind of from graduating college, basically. There was a lot of just, let's call them more, sidekick gigs that we were doing to try and kind of just get some money in.
So tell us then, Katie, about Squid. We know it's loyalty-based. What does it actually do and where are you bringing the business?
So it helps businesses to increase their customer retention. For individuals, it allows them to have all kind of their loyalty programs in one app.
It's a collective, so it's one app and I can have my Insomnia loyalty card in there. I can have my whatever. It doesn't have to be, it can be loyalty cards of different origins, really, all in one place.
Yeah, so multiple businesses will host their loyalty program in the Squid app, and it makes it really easy for people to join loyalty programs, engage with loyalty programs, and make sure they get their rewards.
Okay. And then back to you then, Matthew, in terms of growing this business. I know you've grown it in Ireland. You've brought it overseas. Is that the way you're scaling the business? You're doing the same thing in other markets? Or are you good? And I know you've got, maybe you're going to be in tandem growing the app as well.
Yeah.
Tell us about the growth strategy.
So ultimately, we're trying to make a universal loyalty solution. So as Katie was saying, talking about getting all businesses' loyalty cards in the one app. But in terms of setting that up, it's very difficult to launch a consumer-facing app. So what we did is we picked a kind of a narrow focus to get started. So we decided we'd start by replacing paper stamp cards in the likes of coffee shops. And so what we've done is we've focused on Ireland and the UK initially to almost more kind of prove out the concept. Now what we're doing is we're partnering with more payment companies. And so there's two types of payment companies that we're partnering with, both the kind of till companies, point of sale companies they're called. So the likes of Square, and that's giving access to all their merchants, basically. But we're also now partnering with bank card companies. Yeah. So, and that basically what we're doing is we're leveraging the consumer platform that we've built to be able to go across different business verticals, but also go from kind of smaller businesses upstream to the bigger brands.
Yeah. Yeah. And Katie, is partnership the way forward then, that you really need to coexist with others? Because as you say, this is a very, very competitive space. There's a lot of noise out there. There's Avios and God knows what. So in terms of the currency, it can be a difficult place to break through.
Ultimately, partnerships is a great way to scale and allow us to kind of bring more brands on board faster. And from a technical perspective, to integrate with more point of sale solutions, as Matthew said. But like for us, it's all about kind of the consumer experience, and whether that's through direct partnerships or otherwise, it's really about making it very easy for people to engage with loyalty programs.
Well, I have a bit of form in this area, Matthew. I don't know if you know, but I was the actual person, the first person who went away from the stamp to digitalize and automate a loyalty card and to bring it online. And again, so I was very familiar with the technology. And an interesting story was that a guy came into Insomnia one morning and he'd made a stamp out of a potato. And he came in and he'd use the potato to dip it into ink and stamp 8 things on the card, and then produced a loyalty card and claimed his free coffee.
Wow.
And he was boasting about this in a pub down there, the Lincoln Inn. And one of my nephews happened to be in the pub and he overheard this. And I was there waiting for the guy when he produced the card in Insomnia on South Leinster Street the next day, which was we had an interesting chat, let's say.
Yeah.
But it is fraud and something like that something that you're that is problematic for you?
Well, this is, I suppose, one of the advantages of taking something like a paper stamp card and digitizing it. So, you know, when you move from kind of analog type loyalty systems into something where you have a trace as to what was spent, how much was spent by whom, etc., you can get way more secure. And ultimately, you know, in places like the US, loyalty is becoming the dominant form of marketing over there in retail.
Yeah.
Seeing more people push their advertising resources into loyalty. So it's very important to your point that it has that kind of traceability.
It is interesting, is it not, Katie, when you look at some of even the big supermarkets, that they put so much focus, and I've noticed this in the States as well, they put so much focus into loyalty that you almost cannot not go back the next week because you're going to lose $50 or 20 euros or whatever it is. Look at is that big in your mind when you're selling the system?
Yeah, definitely. Like that's when we're talking to the smaller businesses, we like to reference what larger brands are doing. The fact that they're putting a big proportion of their marketing budget into their loyalty programs, whereas Squid makes it more accessible for them to come on. They can run campaigns through our platform.
Okay. Now, you hit your crowdfunding targets. I think it was just last week. 1.4 million raised with over 1,500 investors that were pre-registered to invest. The crowdfunding route, some may say that you go that route but no one else will fund you. Is that the case here?
I mean, at this stage now we've raised over 8 million for Squid.
Good.
So there's good backing gone into it, a mix of kind of family offices, high net worths, individual kind of institutions, etc. So for us, what we were looking at with crowdfunding was it's something that we saw big fintech companies like Revolut, Monzo, Curve use very effectively.
Yeah.
So not only is it a way for you to obviously raise capital, but it also enables particularly a consumer-facing brand to get brand advocates in. So you're getting your brand out there, you're telling a bit more about your story in a more comprehensive way, but in a public forum. And then when you obviously get customers to invest, they're much more likely, I suppose, to...
So it does make sense, like it's a sensible platform for those dual reasons, really.
I think for consumer-facing brands, it makes a lot of sense. And again, there's just multiple massive companies outside of fintech as well, the likes of BrewDog, Aura Ring, etc. Huge companies that have used it, but it's almost... part marketing, I suppose, for a consumer brand.
Yeah, no, I get that. And finally, Katie, what are you doing with all this 8 million? It's a true investor question, but where's the 8 million going? What are you using it for?
Yeah, so kind of looking to our next phase, we're expanding internationally. So about 45% of our customers are in the UK now. We're also expanding in Australia. And then our next phase of product development is we're bringing out our own loyalty currency called Wave. And that's going to allow us to bring more types of brands onto the platform. So it's just basically more rewards. You're getting rewarded more often. And
that sounds all very interesting. Well, look, it's good to see a bit of youth, a bit of energy coming in here to the studio. I hope I'll be saying that I should have put money into that crowdfunding platform and I didn't. But it's great to talk to you both, Katie Farrell and Matthew Coffey of Squid. Best of luck in your endeavours. Oh,
thanks so much for having
us. Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11. On News Talk.
Is your business ready for growth? At Krogan Colonial Bank, we recognize the ambition of business owners like you. Our commercial lending services can provide the flexible financing necessary to expand your operations, invest in new opportunities, or manage your cash flow effectively. Don't put your business ambitions on the back burner. Turn to Krogan Colonial Bank to help you move your business forward. Krogan Colonial Bank. Helping good people make good decisions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All loans subject to credit approval.